Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Walter Scott. Okay? And the dates of Walter Scott are from 1771 to 1832. Okay? Walter Scott was a Scottish writer as well as a historian. He also wrote poems and he's also a biographer. And in the field of literature he's considered as the inventor and also the greatest practitioner of the historical novel. Okay? So first thing you should keep in mind is that he's the one who popularized the historical novel. And in the historical novel, he blended history with fiction. And in one line, if you want to describe his historical novels, you can say that he historicizes fiction and fictionalizes history. Okay? And in most of his works, there is the celebration of Scottish identity. So the focus is on Scottish history, folklore, anything to do with Scotland. Okay? And through his writings, you know, he has elevated his native Scotland in the literary imagination. And as I told you that he was also a poet. Okay? So first, let's discuss some of his poems, important poems. After that, we'll move on to the novels that he has written. The first poem that is important is The Lay of the Last Minstrel. Okay? The Lay, L-A-Y, The Lay of the Last Minstrel, M-I-N-S-T-R-E-L. This was published in 1805. Okay? So, it is written in the form of a narrative poem. It is set in the Scottish borders. Okay? And it combines romance, adventure, as well as supernatural elements. Okay? And there is a very famous quotation from the same work. Okay? Quote, "True love's the gift which God has given to man alone beneath the heaven." Unquote. Okay? True love's the gift which God has given to man alone beneath the heaven. So kind of rhyming words are there in this line. Okay? Bahut famous quotation hai ye. After that he has written another poem which is a kind of epic poem. Okay? And it centers on the battle of Flodden Field. Okay? Flodden Field. Ek ladai hui thi, historical ladai hai. It is centered on that. Okay? And it explores themes of honor and betrayal. And the name of this poem is Marmion. Okay? M-A-R-M-I-O-N. Marmion. And this was published in 1808. Now after that, there is another poem called The Lady of the Lake. Okay? The Lady of the Lake. This was published in 1810. Okay? 1810. Again, this is thematically about love and heroism. Okay? And this poem is set somewhere in Scotland. Okay? Again. And in this poem, there are three main plots. There are three men, okay, who have to win the love of a lady called Ellen Douglas. So, usi ke upar hai ye. Now, before we move on to the novels of Walter Scott, let me give you one more quotation. Okay, this is on deception and fraud. Okay, uske upar hai, and this is from the poem Marmion. Okay, quote, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." Unquote. Okay, quote, "What a tangled web we weave." Web, W-E-B, wo wala web, "when first we practice to deceive," unquote. Okay? So, do line hai ye. Again, there are rhyming words, okay? Weave and deceive. Now, after that, the novels of Walter Scott. See, Walter Scott is most famous for the Waverley series of historical novels. Okay? Waverley, W-A-V-E-R-L-E-Y, Waverley novels. So, in this series of novels, historical novels, there are more than 24 novels. Okay, matlab 24 kitabon se zyada hai, series hai ye pura. But among this series, there are some famous ones. To kuch famous novels jo hain is series mein, unka aap naam yaad rakhna. And also the storyline. The first is Waverley. Title hi hai, Waverley. This came out in the year 1814. Okay, 1814. Often this is considered the first true historical novel and it is set during the Jacobite Rising of 1745 in Scotland. Okay? After that, there is another novel called Guy Mannering. G-U-Y, okay? G-U-Y, Guy, and then Mannering, M-A-N-N-E-R-I-N-G, Guy Mannering. This was published in 1815. Okay? And this novel explores themes of astrology, lost heirs, and also there is a good amount of characterization that is there in this novel. Guy Mannering. After that, we have The Heart of Midlothian. Okay? The Heart of Midlothian. M-I-D-L-O-T-H-I-A-N. Midlothian. This was published in 1818. This is also a story of love, justice, and sacrifice. Okay? Then we have the novel Ivan Ho, I-V-A-N-H-O-E, Ivan Ho. This was published in 1819, okay? And this is a novel set in medieval England, okay? And it features knights, chivalry, and also the struggle between the Saxons and the Normans. Now, you may have already read about the Norman conquest and the Saxon conquest and the fight between them and further history, okay? So, usi ke upar hai ye. But remember that this is a historical novel in which many of the things have been fictionalized also, okay? Then in the same series, there is a novel called Rob Roy, okay? R-O-B, Rob Roy, R-O-Y. Now, naam isliye diya hai because, let's say, he was a kind of Robin Hood of Scotland. Aur Robin Hood ke baare mein aapne suna hi hoga, the one who robbed the rich people and gave their money to the poor people. So this is the Scottish version of Robin Hood. Okay? Though this character of Rob Roy has been very exaggerated in this novel. Okay? But this is also a very important novel. After that, there is another novel called The Antiquary. Okay? Antiquary. A-N-T-I-Q-U-A-R-Y. Antiquary. Okay? And this novel focuses on themes of Scottish history, folklore, as well as the tension between old traditions and modernity. ठीक है, तो उस चीज के बारे में है. बट अगेन एंड अगेन आप एक चीज तो नोटिस कर ही रहे होंगे, दैट सम वे और द अदर इट इज अबाउट स्कॉटलैंड. ठीक है, मोस्ट ऑफ हिज नॉवेल्स, मोस्ट ऑफ हिज प्लेज आर अबाउट स्कॉटलैंड. ठीक है, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, व्हाट आर द थिंग्स दैट यू शुड रिमेम्बर? वन, व्हाट इज द बेसिक कैरेक्टरिस्टिक और बेसिक कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ द वर्क्स ऑफ सर वॉल्टर स्कॉट. ठीक है, देन व्हाट डज ही राइट ऑन? मोस्टली इट विल बी ऑन थीम्स और इश्यूज रिलेटेड टू स्कॉटलैंड. उसके बाद ही हैज रिटन पोएम्स ऑल्सो, ही हैज रिटन नॉवल्स ऑल्सो. इन पर्टिकुलर द थ्री लॉन्ग पोएम्स दैट ही हैज रिटन वो बहुत फेमस है. वन इज कॉल्ड द ले ऑफ द लास्ट मिनस्ट्रल. ठीक है, देन वी हैव मार्मियन. आफ्टर दैट वी हैव द लेडी ऑफ द लेक. ठीक है, ये तो तीन पोएम्स हो गए जो कि काफी फेमस है. आफ्टर दैट वी हैव द वेवरली नॉवल्स. ठीक है, आउट ऑफ विच देर आर सम वेरी फेमस amongst the Waverly novel series. One is the Waverly. यही title ही है. First वाला जो है Waverly है नाम इसका. After that we have Guy Mannering, then we have Rob Roy, then we have The Heart of Midlothian, then we have Ivan Ho, ठीक है, Kenilworth. All of these are part of the series of Waverly novels. ठीक है, these were historical novels. And remember that Sir Walter Scott is considered both the inventor as well as the greatest practitioner of the historical novel. ठीक है.